Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
From the basement of the Bob and Tom Studios, it's that Josh Arnold podcast. Well, hello there. It's me, Josh Arnold. As you might expect, listening to something called that Josh Arnold podcast. My guest this week, it's you. That's right. My goodness. Sit down, relax. Let's chat a little bit, huh? And yes, I am here in the basement of the Bob and Tom Studios. They said, Josh, you can do a podcast, but you're not allowed to use the main studio. You have to utilize the small, dingy studio we have in the basement. And I'll tell you, it is dank down here. Dripping pipes, mildew in the corners, and boy, oh boy, it's pretty dark, not very pleasant. But that's all right, we're going to have a good time nonetheless. This is the inaugural episode of that Josh Arnold podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Here's what's going to happen. We're just going to spend a few minutes talking about things we enjoy, maybe learning a thing or two, and just kind of having a nice little visit. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? What is it, the second full week of October. I know October technically started like a Thursday or something, but I don't need your emails telling me that, no, this is the third week of October. It's the second full week of October. And I love it. Love it. Fall, my favorite season. And why not? Flannels, hoodies, Halloween, and the cuisine. My goodness, that autumnal cuisine, chicken and dumplings, chili con carne, or chili. You don't have to have it con carne. It can be sans carne, I guess. This is what you're in for, by the way. What you've heard so far, this is, if you don't like what you've heard so far, you may as well just turn it off, because it's just more of this. But yes, love the fall. Just got back from a fishing trip with my three brothers, and it was unseasonably warm in the Lake of the Ozarks. We had mid-80s, which we were kind of hoping for some fall fishing, where the white bass and the crappie would be closer to the surface of the water and just ready to bite. But we had to hunt for them a little bit because it was so warm. Still a great time. Love fishing. My brothers are, well, I'll be honest, all three of them are way funnier than I am. So it's always a trip hanging out with them. And man, we had a good time. This year we started something new. It was the Fishing Olympics, where we made two teams. There are four of us, so two teams of two, of course. That's simple arithmetic. And man, we each got into two of us per boat. And went out, and here were some of the categories. It was who would catch the largest species. So we the choices, well, not choice, but it was, let's see, categories were largemouth, white bass, crappie, walleye, which you can catch in the Ozarks, I have, but it doesn't happen a lot. And spotted bass, and then and catfish, of course. And then there were there was a tiebreaker. If we let's say of those species, one team had you know, three, and then the other had three. Then the tiebreaker were a drum, which is just sort of a nasty bottom feeding fish or whatever. And my brother John caught the largest drum, so we won that category. But I caught the largest white bass. Thank you very much. 2 pounds, 04 ounces. Not too shabby. I was talking to some people about fishing, and they just didn't get it. Why sit on a boat and for hours and cast out, and you know, for every 50, 100 casts, you might get five fish, or, you know, and that's kind of the fun of it. You the time just flies. You're on the boat, you're enjoying the surroundings, the water, the tree line on the shore there. And what I love about it is every cast is a new opportunity. It's like playing a scratch-off ticket each time you cast. You don't know if this is going to be the winner. And it's awesome. And then when you are reeling in and you know, your lure, and you feel that bite, it's just so thrilling. It then becomes, am I going to keep the fish on? And you kind of can judge by how, you can just judge. You can judge the size of the fish as you're reeling it in. And you wonder, oh man, is this a small fish just putting up a big fight? Or is this the big fish? Is this the one that I'm going to remember for a while? Maybe break my own personal record. It's exciting. And then you get it up into the boat, and hopefully with the assistance of a net, because that means a cup with when you need the net, that means it's a bigger fish, of course, which is always fun. And what we tend to do, my brothers and I, is as you're reeling the fish in and you get a gauge as to what you might be dealing with, you either yell net or you don't. So if let's say I think I've got a pretty big fish on the line, I'll yell net. And then whatever brother I'm with will grab the net and run over, ready to. Now, there have been times where you yell net and the brother doesn't get there in time. And as you're lifting the fish into the boat with your pole, it's come loose and fallen back into the water, and that doesn't count. And who do you think's to blame there? It's, the brother with the net, of course. And they do not live that down, let me tell you. Also, my older brother, Jeff, in particular, has this issue. He'll yell net when there's no need for a net. He just gets a nibble and yells net, and then you're over there with a net, and he reels in a sunfish. You know, it's not he's the boy who cried net. It's become a problem, quite frankly. We need to put a stop to that. Anyway, had a great time on the fishing trip, and man, a lot of laughs. Had a nice fish fry that last night too, and that's always exciting, sort of enjoying the fruits of your labor. And I'll be honest, I love fishing. I'm not the guy to clean the fish. I can't do it. I feel bad, even though I will. I love eating them. I feel bad that we have taken something out of its natural environment for our own sport, and then killed it and eaten it. I mean, I do sort of feel bad about it, but I don't feel so bad that I'm going to stop doing it. But I do take a moment to say my respects and to apologize in my head, of course. I don't I'm not a restaurant looking at a plate of fish and saying, you know, I'm sorry for this. But anyway, yeah, it's my brother John thankfully took care of all the cleaning and the filleting and actually the cooking as well. It was great. All right. So, yes, a couple things I want to do every week with you one of them is I want us to learn a few things together. Which brings me to the first segment of the That Josh Arnold Podcast, Vocabulary Corner. That's right. Maybe that's the wrong way to say that. Maybe it should be something like more professorial. Maybe Vocabulary Corner. Yeah, that's probably the way to go. And eventually we'll get some sort of incidental music to go along with Vocabulary Corner. Well, this week, oh man, this is a good one. This is a good word. I don't know how often you'll be able to use this, but anytime you get to throw this one out there, do so. It's fun. The word this week, labiomancy. That's right. Labiomancy. Now, if you said labiomancy, I wouldn't be mad at you, but we want to go labiomancy here because labio refers to, some of you might already know, well, I'll just tell you what it means. Labiomancy, lip reading. That's what that means. So instead of saying lip reading, like, oh, can you read lips, or say, do you practice labiomancy? That's so much cooler. And of course, labio means lips, I think. I think most of us probably took anatomy. You don't often refer to your mouth lips as we all know what I mean. Yes, so that's where that labiomancy means, lip reading. Now, labiomancy might be something that a gynecologist. There's no reason to go into this. All right, just the word for the week. In this vocabulary corner, labiomancy. Let's see if I could use that in a sentence for you here. I'll just Kevin was quite skilled at labiomancy. Therefore, we learned what the couple at the table next to us were discussing. There, that's not bad, right? I just made that up, huh? So, yeah, each week we'll have a new word and we'll use it. In fact, that's your assignment. Learn, use that word some, and even if you have to just jam it into a conversation that where this is not appropriate at all, I want you to use labiomancy and let me know how it goes, all right? What else do I want to tell you? Things I really want to share with you, things that I enjoy, all right? I think we need to do more of that. It's easy to get on social media and sort of complain about things we don't like or talk about what we're unhappy about and stuff that it's always sort of shocked me how often people want to share negativity. They want to go, they see something, they don't like it, and then they, instead of just ignoring it and moving on, they take the time to put pen to paper, I guess in this case, maybe finger to phone, and, write about how they didn't like it, whereas if they just dismissed it, it would be out of their lives. But no, they take a little. But here, it's important to accentuate the positive, I guess, is what I'm saying, to borrow a phrase from Bing Crosby. Who do I think I'm talking to that I would reference a Bing Crosby lyric? Who am I assuming will get that? If you're listening to a podcast, there's a good chance you have no idea who Bing Crosby is, which is fine. And if you do, God bless you. You're a fan of old music and modern mediums such as podcasts. Anyway, I digest. I want to just fill you guys in on things that I've enjoyed. So this would be another segment called Things I Enjoyed This Week. Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to, because the Vocabulary Corner guy isn't going to work. Things I Enjoyed This Week. That's a little too NPR. It doesn't work as well, but I will eventually find a balance. And again, you got to picture, if you can picture music, you've got to picture some sort of incidental music here that will eventually be put into place in later episodes when we have a better idea as to what the hell I'm doing. So, things I enjoyed this week. Man, I mentioned this on the Bob and Tom Show, and I cannot stop talking about it. My older brother Jeff, introduced my other brothers and me to this singer. His name is Paul Cawthon, and I guess maybe I'm a little late to the party here because his latest album came out in 2019, September of 2019. But, late to the party or not, I'm just glad I eventually showed up because this guy's stuff is some of the coolest music I've heard in a long time. I guess you could describe it, it's sort of outlaw country. It's got his voice is a very Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings sort of like mixed with Elvis and even a little like maybe Leonard Cohen sort of. And it's just this, it's certainly country, but it's this funky sort of, it's almost like if Pink Floyd were to do country songs. It's this weird, it's just a wonderful mishmash. I would play some for you, but the rules about playing music on podcasts are so strict and at the same time fuzzy and vague and that it's just not, it's not worth risking. I mean, my gosh, if I played something and got in trouble for it, they could pull this episode. And I'm not going to deny the world this first That Josh Reynolds podcast. Are you kidding me? I mean, so far, you have to admit, this has been this has been some of the finest audio you've... All right. Paul Cauthen, C-A-U-T-H-E-N. I'm going to name three songs that I want you to check out, all right? The first one, boy, oh boy, is this a fun song. Cocaine Country Dancing. See? Already. I mean, that is... That's some rough stock right there. That is... You're going to... if you can listen to Cocaine Country Dancing and not move, I don't want to know you. I have no interest in knowing who you are. You're either a corpse or a robot who doesn't understand rhythm. Because I would imagine there are some robots out there. Well, we've all seen them. Remember the dancing Coke cans? You would play some kind of music and the Coke can would start shimmying, or they had flowers and other things. Yeah, so some robots do appreciate and understand music. So we'll just stick with corpse. If you're either a corpse or you're going to move when you listen to this song. All right. And after you listen to it, treat yourself to the video. It's a blast. You'll see. Now it doesn't look with a name like Cocaine Country Dancing. You might think, well, I don't like drugs. Why would I ever, endorse some sort? It's look, I don't think Paul does cocaine. I think the character who's singing the song does. I've never done cocaine, and that might surprise some of you with some of the things I've said before. No, I haven't. You know why I've never done cocaine? I'd be the guy who would try it for the first time, and my heart would explode, and I'd die. And then my family would go, "Oh my God, we didn't know he did cocaine, and he died from it." That's why I don't. I've never tried. I'm not judging you if you have. I'm not. I'm just saying, not for me, and I don't think it's for Paul. But the song, Cocaine Country Dancing, my goodness, you've got to hear it. There's also a great song he has called Resignation. It's just wonderful. Check that out. It's this incredibly repeatable song. And what I mean is I feel like you could put it on a loop and you wouldn't tire of it for until maybe the seventh hour. You might go, all right, I'm going to go ahead and listen to something else. It's so repeatable. And then there's a very, of the three that I'm giving you, this is sort of the most country of them. It's called Everybody Walk in This Land. And it's got kind of a funky feel to it with somewhat of a gospel overtone. And I think you're really going to enjoy these songs. They're for the most part, they're upbeat and they're cool. They're just cool. And I want to thank Paul Cauthen for giving these songs to the world because they're just a blast. I think you're really going to like them. I really do wish I could share some with you because it's just got to be kind of weird to listen to me talk about songs and also not really describe them very well. But it's worth the Google, and if you've got Spotify, it's worth the Spotify. And let's see if we can get Paul some more listens. He's If you like Sturgill Simpson, if you like Chris Stapleton, he's in that ilk. It's cool stuff. So anyway, that's things I enjoyed this week. Paul Cauthen, Cauthen. Thank you, Paul. I want to talk to you guys, literally in a sense. I want you to send me emails and ask me questions. The email address is joshpodcast@bobandtom.com. And every week I'll kind of take a question and answer it for you. And for those of you who listen to the Bob and Tom show, you know that I'm, for the most part, an open book. In fact, I'm probably too open. The spine of my book is probably a little worn because I tend to maybe overshare or, it may be a flaw. It may be a good thing. I'm not too sure, but I just can't help it. I can't help it be an open book. And I actually have a letter. Scott sent this to joshpodcast@bobandtom.com. And it's a good question. Scott would like to know. He says, I know it's for a laugh and Tom is just joking, but do the jokes about your weight bother you? Scott goes on to say that he grew up heavy. For some reason, he never got picked on, but he was always sensitive to other heavier people that got picked on. Well, that's a great question, Scott, and it's one that I've gotten often. Not to suggest that your question is trite, but it's just I want you to know that you're not alone in wondering this. On the morning show, the Bob and Tom show, there's a lot of jokes about me being overweight, and total transparency, I'm 280. Close to 6'1", and I am overweight. I am obese. I am not morbidly obese. And here's how I know. My doctor, one of the doctors I've had, she said to me, all right, you're clinically obese. And I said, am I morbidly obese? And she said, not yet, which is good. But I wonder if part of her said not yet because she thought, well, I think you're going to get there, but you're just not there yet. So anyway, she said not yet. And I said, well, how much weight do I have to gain to be morbidly obese? And she said, I'm not going to tell you. And I think the reason she didn't tell me is because she knew me. I'd been seeing her for years, that if she, let's say she said morbidly obese for you would be 299. Or no, I'm sorry, 300. She knows that I would go ahead and let myself go to 299 pounds. And so long as I didn't cross over into morbidity, I would be okay with it. She just knew that about me. And so she wasn't going to let me know. So for all I know, 281 for me is morbidly obese. I've hovered around 280 for, my gosh, I don't know, 5-10 years. And I've fluctuated. I've gotten down to 250, and I've gotten up to into the 290s. So it just sort of depends on how focused on my diet I am at the time and working out and whatnot. I'm not a big numbers guy when it comes to weight. I don't really care what the scale says. I look more to my, well, to my clothes, how they're fitting, but mostly to how I am feeling. If I'm, if I have more energy during the day, if I have more clarity, mental clarity, if I'm sleeping better, all those kind of things. That's what I look for. That's when I know I'm on the right track. Is if those things are all good, then I know I'm getting better. If they're bad, if I'm feeling sluggish, if I'm, I don't know, even things like if my stomach is hurting more often and stuff, then I know I'm not really doing well. So that's kind of the stuff. It used to be about me wanting to get into shape. Used to be about looks. Of course, everybody likes to look good, but it's way more about feeling good for me lately. Anyway, do the jokes bother me? I have a different answer to this than my my current therapist has. All right. My therapist would say, yes, these jokes do eat away at you. You just don't know it. And I don't know. I don't know if she's right or not. I certainly take it into consideration because she's a professional and I like her and she's very bright and genuinely seems to care about my well-being. And so there's no reason for her to steer me, you know, give me any sort of misinformation. But I just don't. I can honestly sit here and go, no, I don't think they bother me. And here's why. Well, Scott actually, I mean, he asked about Tom sort of. He specifically mentioned Tom. When Tom does it, first off, I know Tom likes me. I know that he likes me as a person and that those jokes are not coming from a place of malice. He has no real intention of hurting my feelings. He gets so much joy out of it. And a lot of those times, all he does is he makes a quick reference. He will make it, you know, he'll just make a flat out fat joke to me. But sometimes he'll just look at me and say like, oh, you know, you had a salad last night. And I know what he's doing. He's setting me up to make jokes that he might make. But he likes to play the role of, well, I didn't. He likes the out. He likes the, I didn't make the joke. Josh did, made all the jokes. Well, he made them by setting me up. And so, you know what I mean? But anyway, he's not being hateful. He's not being mean as some of them may sound. I guess I know his heart. And I know that he's not out. So no, that doesn't, they don't bother me. Now, what can be weird is people hear those jokes every morning, pretty much. And then when I meet people, oftentimes they don't know what to say to me, or they have listened to the show for so long and so often that they, you know, they consider us friends and they consider us, it's like they know us personally. And in a way they do, but what will happen is somebody will come up and say something along the lines of, oh, hey, fat ass, or you know, something like that. And it's a weird thing because I often have to remind myself, okay, they're also trying to come from a good place here. They're not, I don't think they're, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they're insulting me or being hateful or mean or ugly. I think they're just trying to be a part of what we do in the mornings. And so it does take me, there are some times where I have to remind myself, Hey, this is a fan and a listener. And they're just trying to get in on the act, but you have to consider that is a bizarre thing. Can you imagine walking up to somebody you don't know and, saying something, you know, calling them a fat ass or calling them stupid or, you know, it just doesn't, it is a weird situation. And it's funny, I'm glad, Scott, that you were not, you know, in your email to me, you said that you for some reason were not picked on, even though you were heavier. And that's great. Nobody should be picked on because they're heavy, although I do think it is one of the last groups of people that many consider fair game. I mean, look, we all know the sort of society we're living in now where people are offended all the time. And I tend to think people choose to be offended. They're not how often is somebody just offended, like naturally? So a lot of people are looking to be offended and, you know, there's something to be said for how that's not healthy, but people can genuinely be offended. And I think it's taking us as a society a little longer to realize that, hey, maybe fat people shouldn't be such fair game. But I think that stems from a misconception that fat people can control it, that they are in charge of their bodies, and therefore being overweight is somewhat of a choice. That's not really the case. With me, I do feel like I can control it. I feel like if I do the right things, I would not be overweight. That's me. But there are plenty of people who that's not the case for. They have glandular issues or metabolism issues or something like that, where it really is not their fault. With me, it kind of is my fault. I mean, I might be genetically predisposed, if that's the right word, to, you know, maybe I have a slower metabolism or that kind of thing. But when I look at myself and go, okay, yeah, I'm overweight because I've made bad choices. And I really do believe that. So that's maybe why I also don't mind the joke so much during the morning is because part of me thinks, yeah, I kind of deserve them, which I'm sure my therapist goes, I'm sure if she were listening now, she'd go, we need to address that right away. You don't deserve that. You need to. And she would probably say, the fact that you think you deserve it is only keeping you overweight. You're doing some, I bet there's some sort of psychosis there. But I think this comes to, and I guess what I'm kind of getting to is a larger point of, there's no reason to be offended if the person telling the joke is doing so good-naturedly. And I know that's fuzzy, but I never feel like when Tom does it or anybody on the show does it or my brothers do it or my good friend, that it's coming from a place of malice. I know they love me. I know. So I'm not, in fact, they may even be a bit concerned. They may be doing it. I've never had anybody tell me this, but they may be doing it as sort of a motivator. Like, hey, you know what? I don't believe that. But there could be someone who thinks, hey, if we tease him, maybe he'll get his act together. And to me, if they are, God bless them, their heart's in the right place, but that's not the way to do it. there are other ways to motivate. So I hope I answered your question, Scott. That it's a very good question, and it's an interesting, it brings up a lot of potential for discussion. When is humor, why is humor offensive? You know, here's the thing. Intent means a lot, and oftentimes these days, we don't look at intent enough. We just look at what was said, and that's not fair in comedy. Yes, comedians and entertainers should be held responsible for what they say, but if you ignore context and you ignore intent, you are really, really missing probably some important points that are being made by the comedian, you know, by the person saying them. It really does come down to intent. I mean, you could go back all the way to Mark Twain. We all know the language that's in a few of his books. Do we really think Mark Twain advocated that language? No way. In fact, what he was doing was pointing out the folly of those who use that sort of language. But if we didn't look at intent, we would just think he were a racist. But Mark Twain was not. So, you know, you have to look at intent and context. It's very important. And that's what I try to do. And if I thought anybody were ever, you know what, I've been made fun of for being fat. And I know the difference between when somebody is playfully ribbing me and when they're being mean. And what have I done when somebody's been, you know, used my weight as a weapon against me? Oof. Not responded well. I took Kenpo martial arts for a while, and sort of the philosophy behind Kenpo was you never fight. Don't ever get into a fight. You just don't fight. But when you do, you fight to kill. And that's That is sort of the, for better or worse, that is the philosophy I have when it comes to defending myself emotionally. If you are being mean to me and you're slinging some insults that are meant to hurt, I will ignore and I will ignore and I will not fight and I will not fight. And if you keep it up, I will then fight to kill and I will emotionally destroy you because I know. I somehow have this weird skill of being able to pick out what it is that you are most self-conscious about, and I will use it to my advantage. Not proud of it, but that's just how I operate. So, or you know what? That's at least how I used to operate. It's been a long, long time since I've had to get mean. So, and I don't mean mean. I never started. It's always sort of in in defense. Well, I want to end each podcast with, and once again, real quick, thank you for your letter, Scott. And please send all your questions to joshpodcast@bobandtom.com. I look forward to reading them and answering them for you. If I don't get back to you, don't give me a hard time, all right? It's not that I'm too busy. It's that some of your questions will be stupid. So anyway, I want to end each podcast with, something that we can work on this week. I think we should always be looking for ways to better ourselves. Why not? There's no reason to not try to make ourselves better people. And this is what I want all of us to do this week. So this is things to work on this week. Again, I will figure out all the voices and music and things as we go along. All right. I want this to be an organic. I want this to grow organically, like a mold. anyway, the thing to work on this week, some of you don't do this, okay? You already don't do this, and I applaud you. I no longer do this. I'm very conscious of it, in fact. But some of you out there commit this, social crime all the time. And this week, I want you to not. I want you to be conscious of it, and I want you to not do this. What am I talking about? Tailgating. This week, do not tailgate. I know you're in a hurry. I know that the person in front of you is driving slower than you'd like, but tailgating isn't going to get you anywhere. It's just you're a bully. You're being a bully. And, the world could use less bullies. So don't tailgate this week. And let's be honest, there's really only, for the most part, there's only one reason you're tailgating. It's because you're running late. And that's on you, all right? You didn't leave soon enough. Or you stopped to get a pumpkin spice latte when you really didn't have the time to do so. But you had to have it, didn't you? And now you're being a bully on the roads because, of your own poor scheduling. Don't tailgate this week. I don't think you understand. Well, no, a lot of you do. I shouldn't say that. But here's what happens when you tailgate. You ruin somebody else's day. Why are you? You're late. You're the late one. That's right. I'm going to yell at you a little bit. You're the late one, and now you're going to bully someone, and now they have to be annoyed for the rest of the day. That's not fair. Don't tailgate this week, all right? That's an easy thing to do. Just don't tailgate. Leave 2 minutes earlier. And if you're still late, just slow down. Take a deep breath. What's going to happen if you're late, honestly? Are you that important to whoever you're late for? No. None of that came out as positively as I wanted it to. I wanted this to be like a nice little, hey, well, none of us are going to tailgate, and the world's going to be a happier place for it. And it got a little, I let it get a little more judgmental and sermony than I meant it to, and I apologize. But we will make this promise to each other, no tailgating this week. And this has been the first That Josh Arnold podcast. My goodness, I hope you enjoyed it. I really, really do appreciate you taking the time to spend a few minutes with me. And we'll do this every week. Next week, my very special guest, that's right, it's you. And we'll see you here next time.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.